Ave María, llena de gracia, ruega por nosotros, queridos. What does God require of me? And how long, O God? How long? These are questions I lay on my home altar continually. Home altar, It occurs to me that the Presbyterian Church was upset about Sophia. What will they think of Mary? Well, I cannot in all integrity stand up as a Mexican-American and tell any part of my story without including Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's such an integral part of the Mexican culture and at the core of the way of life and sacramental worship and piety of the Mexican-American woman. And her story intertwines with my story. And to try to keep the story brief, Nadine, in 1531, about 10 years after the conquest of Mexico, she appeared to an Aztec Indian, a people who were devastated and laid low by the conquest. No self-esteem, nothing that gave them any sense of self-worth. And she appeared to Juan Diego, not as the white European fair-haired Mary, but as an Aztec maiden. She was La Morena, La Morenita. And she appeared to him standing up. In those days, the nobility met people sitting down. So even in the act of appearing to him standing up, she had raised him up a bit more than he had been since the conquest. Well, the gist of the story is she wanted a temple built. She said to him, "It is my earnest wish that a temple be built here to my honor. Here I will demonstrate. I will exhibit. I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to the people. I am your merciful mother, the merciful mother of all of you who live united in this land, and of all humankind, of all those who love me, of those who cry to me, of those who seek me, of those who have confidence in me. Here I will hear their weeping, their sorrow, and will remedy and alleviate all their multiple sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes." Our Lady of Guadalupe is a symbol of presence, compassion, liberation, and empowerment. She sent Juan Diego off to talk to the bishop. And the bishop was thinking, what is it with this Indian who wants to come and talk to me? And what kind of a cockamamie story has this guy got anyway? So he sent him away and he comes back. Said, "Well, the bishop wouldn't listen to me. I'm just an Indian." "No, no, Dieguito, you need to go back. You keep sending me places where I don't belong, where I don't fit in." "Juan Dieguito, you're the one to do this, and you can do this. I will be with you." To shorten the story, he did go back, and with the aid of a miracle of the roses and her image on his tilma, The bishop did finally believe, built a temple, and Catholic religion then was reimagined by the Aztecs and the native peoples of Mexico into la religiosidad popular, a religious piety that combined all the images and metaphors of the Aztec culture into Christianity. So I came along probably 460 years later, and I'm born into a family of Mexican Americans. And I find that my mother has sent me into places where I don't always fit in. I was born a woman that wanted to play with the boys and do the boy things. And then I went, after leaving parochial school and starting public school, someone came up to me and said, "My mother says you're a Mexican." I thought, "Well, yeah." But at that point I realized, oh, in public school I don't quite fit in like I did at Catholic school. And then as I realized that I had a strong emotional, physical, and spiritual attraction to women, I realized there was another spot I didn't quite fit in. But decades later, I am still rambling around those circles where I don't quite fit in. I have joined the church that would reject me for being a woman or a lesbian. I have celebrated the sacraments that in my childhood I thought were reserved for the priests. And when Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe wants to keep sending me into places I don't belong, and I ask again, how long? How long? And she says, as long as it takes.